Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, the letter number 4970, the 24th day of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Yosef Flyer to Chicago. The Rebbe has many letters to him, we've learned. Melachte Melachas Shemayim, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I just received your letter dated from the 27th of Kislev with that enclosed there. And the Rebbe says, I'm enclosing in the letter a temporary receipt as you have instructed. And the Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to read in your letter that although it's difficult now for you, but yet you did not want to change from that has been discussed. Meaning, giving the charity amount that he used to give, now it's become difficult for him. But yet, he didn't want to change, especially as we know the saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, that when a person below makes a decision to give tzedakah an amount which is beyond his present abilities, at that particular time, they open up new pipelines, new tzinoides, through which he's going to get additional flow so that he can fulfill your promise. If you promise more than you can, God will open up for you additional pipelines, especially as we know, based on the expounding of our sages, on the word verse Aser to Aser, tithes so that you shall become rich. Aser, when you give tzedakah, b'shvil shetis asher, so that you will become rich. And we already know that Hashem says in the verses, ubechanuni no bezois, test me with this, Omer Hashem tzedakah, which means, normally you can't test Hashem, but you could test Him with tzedakah, and you could make a condition with Hashem, I'm going to give charity on the condition, and then you will see, Hashem says, that I will pass the test. Then the Rebbe says, you write about an empty space in the cemetery. So you found that there was a half of a tombstone that was doubled up. And if anybody wants to purchase that empty spot, then he would have to remove the tombstone, because a part of the tombstone is laying on the other side. So you can't get to the, can't make that unless you remove it. The question is, can you remove somebody's tombstone over there? So the Rebbe says, in matters like this, one should be very careful, exceptionally careful. Because that's an area where we're talking about the honor of those who are already in the world of truth. And this is even more serious than a prohibition, making sure not to offend or to any way be touching and disrespectful to the deceased. So the Rebbe says it doesn't pay to get involved in this doubt. Even if you're going to say that there is no prohibition, a part of a prohibition, which that alone there is something that we can, there's something to deal with. So the Rebbe says, may you have long days and good years. You and your wife may live for Yom Tov Baruchim. And you should add the area of Jewish education, the education of the Jewish children. I guess he wanted that plot for himself, and the Rebbe didn't suggested not to get involved with that plot because it might be touching somebody else's. But the Rebbe says, increase your area in the education of Jewish children in the path of Torah, the Torah's Chaim, which is given from the living God, who gives life to the living. And the Rebbe says, he prays that this addition should be fitting to the instructions of the day of Hanukkah to keep on going and adding to more light. And the Rebbe blesses him with the days of Hanukkah shining and mazir.